This Mixed Sunday Morning podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama. Well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. Welcome to Mix Sunday Morning for the week of June 9th, 2024. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. In studio with me, Miss Elizabeth Walker.
Hey.
We said hello before.
Yes.
We did. Now, all our listeners, like me, would like to know, who is Elizabeth Walker?
Well, when you prompted this question early in the week when I reached out to you, I have been thinking this whole week in between VBS, I'm like, who am I? You know, and I guess more so it's who he is.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I'm a sinner saved by grace.
Mm-hmm.
I am someone who needs my Jesus every day in my walk. I'm a mother of four children. I'm a bereaved mother of one. I'm a full-time grandmother to two grandboys.
Okay.
Who are my daughters, and she who resides in heaven. So I run a ministry called Breeze Ministry. I'm in my daughter's name. We had lost her to an accidental overdose in 2021. So we are, God orchestrated the ministry, and we go and we set up overdose awareness events, reach out to anyone who is ready to seek recovery and get them in a program. Try to spread the word of Jesus, because that's where true change comes from. He's the way. So that's what we do. Very busy, but I love it. God has opened a lot of doors, a lot of opportunities to reach people, and that's what it's about. And so that's pretty much who I am, what I do. A little snippet of it.
No,
happy to be here.
No shameful plug for your husband?
Oh, no. He's great. He's great. Oh, he's really great, actually. He stands by my side, and, mm-hmm. and he's there for me. That support, oh, I have it. The ministry is actually through Fairview Heights Northside Baptist Church in Anniston, Alabama, and he's a part of that as well. My husband, my partner, Randy Walker, he helps a lot, and my brother, Chris Cotney. We also hold a podcast for Piper Peach Radio and on Breeze Ministry. .faith is our website. We have those on as well. So really, God has opened the platform just to be able to reach more people. And that's, you know, I just want to be obedient. And when he says go, I want to go. And that's my main focus.
Amen.
Wherever that may be.
Well, you opened up a lot to talk about in the rest of this interview. So we'll be back with Miss Elizabeth Walker right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mixed Sunday Morning in the studio with me, Miss Elizabeth Walker. We got to dig into your life a little bit. Thank you for sharing what you shared with us, because it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to, that's a tough question, you know, who am I? Because we're made up of so many things. And in different seasons of life, it seems we're made up of different things.
Absolutely.
So, and I appreciate you sharing the Bible verse, and I can't wait for the other two verses that you'll be sharing throughout the show.
Okay, great.
Well, we talked about in a loss in your life, and it's crazy how God uses things like that to turn it into a victory.
Yes.
Where it's not as tough as it sounds, it's not a loss. But it's a gain for his kingdom.
That is true.
And that is Breeze Ministry.
Yes, absolutely.
And so you just explain again, without having all the other things, Breeze Ministry.
Absolutely. So our mission is one less overdose, one more restored, and living a life of sobriety through Christ. As I mentioned, Jesus is the way. And so with Brianna, who was my daughter, who's still my daughter in heaven. When she had passed away, God put a call in, and I saw it firsthand that we needed to reach more people like her who needed to find him. not that he's lost, but in their life, they were searching for things to fill where their voids were. They were searching in the world where mm-hmm. Jesus is all they needed. Mm-hmm. So God orchestrated Breeze Ministry, pulled us together, pulled the right people together, and we host an overdose awareness event every year. August the 31st year, this year, Oxford Lake in Oxford, Alabama, will be our third annual. We also host anniversary overdose awareness every year as well, where we bring people in to give testimony. We have a live band, worship band, and also we have food, so we feed people, and then just worship God. That's what we do, praise Him. But before that, Brianna had struggled with addiction for several years, and she did end up in jail, which is where she ended up in a program called Sober Recovery. She got saved through that program. Mm-hmm. The Spirit was moving in her, and she called on Jesus' name, and she was saved. And I know that by the journals she left behind. Mm-hmm. So we found several journals that she had left behind that talked about her walk with Jesus and also talked about her struggles. Some of them were hard to read, but the ones that where she was having prayers, she had prayers with Jesus, just wrote it down, those were for me. I know that without a doubt. So God orchestrates everything, and even in the fog and the gray areas, there's so much blessing there. Mm-hmm. And He's really molded me through this in the way that I seek Him for everything. Mm-hmm. And before I got saved in 2001, but there's a difference between being saved and having that relationship. Mm-hmm. And I have that relationship with Jesus now. I need it. I yearn for it. Every day yearn for it.
We all need it.
Absolutely. And I think in times of trials and tribulations, that's where we either we can go one or two ways. We go toward Jesus or away from Him. Mm-hmm. And I remember sitting in the funeral home at her funeral, and I could feel the Spirit of God all over me. I could feel Him carrying me and holding me in that moment. And the song Scars in Heaven played. Mm-hmm. And I was praising God with my hands in that funeral home. Like, it was the most amazing feeling ever. I knew that He is who I needed in that moment. There's nobody else that could help me. Nobody. I couldn't go to my mom, who I always have went to, mm-hmm. about this. She couldn't fix this. This was bigger than her, bigger than me. Mm-hmm. And God had me, and He showed me He had me. And so I have no other goal in life but to share that experience and in her memory with other people in hopes that they also seek Him in the middle of whatever their circumstances or situations are through life. I'm not perfect. I still struggle, but mm-hmm. I need my Jesus, you know. So I try day by day to continue to walk toward Him and seek Him. And with this ministry, that's what it's about. We try to feed people. If someone's homeless, we try to help them get into a place of shelter. Like I said, we work with different recovery programs that we get people into when they're ready to, you know, seek recovery. They're all faith-based. So we do a lot of different things, and God's opening up other doors as well and avenues, and I just want to be obedient and do what He has me to do.
Well, amen. We'll come back with more Elizabeth Walker right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. I hope you are having a great morning. I hope you're getting up. Getting ready for church today because, you know, it is the Lord's Day. People will debate that, but it doesn't matter. We are taking a day and giving it to the Lord. And as I always say, I hope you're going to a church where the pastor will stand in that gap and will fight for what is in God's Word.
Amen.
Because even the closer we get how the Bible and the world seem to have separated.
That is so true.
And I know you've seen, I didn't want to talk too much more about it in this part, but I know you see it in your ministry because more and more people today mm-hmm. are struggling.
Yes, absolutely. And then, you know, drugs is not what drugs used to be. One time is all it takes. And, you know, we've got a lot of fentanyl that is being put mm-hmm. in pressed pills and things like that on the streets, and the stories are really horrible. And it just goes back to Satan. You know, he's using the same tactics he always has to lure people, mm-hmm. you know, and that's exactly what he's using, and I truly believe that drugs and is a part of that. So we definitely have to keep our godly lenses on as best as we can, you know, and try to seek everything out through his lens and not our own. And that is difficult to do.
It is. You know, I call it, you got to put on the armor of God.
Absolutely, yes.
And especially youth I talk to, to understand that when Satan takes that bite, it's not a big bite. It's a nibble at a time. It's a nibble, hold on, grab a little bit more, grab a little bit more, and then you realize how deep you're in. And then you're in a corner by yourself, and he's sitting there right in your ear telling you that no one cares. Nobody loves you when you just have to realize when you're in that corner, because I tell all the kids, they'll get there one day. It may not be drugs. It's the decisions they make in life, some of the choices they make, that Jesus never leaves you. You're not alone.
That's right. And that is the big thing that we have tried to get out there, because I know growing up, after I got saved, I thought, okay, I got to be perfect now. Like, I can't make any mistakes, because if I do, then God's not going to love me anymore. And, you know, I wasn't taught that discipleship. Like, we didn't have a discipleship program. And so that wasn't taught to me that, hey, just because you're saved doesn't mean you're going to be perfect. You're still going to make mistakes. You're still going to need Jesus. But his grace and his mercy cover you. We should be a different person after we get saved, yes, but we're still going to make, you know, mistakes. But one of the songs that I used to send Brianna when she was struggling with some different things in a bad spot was There Was Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's there. You are never alone. And that's so important for everybody to understand, because we've come across several young people that were really thought that, hey, they had to have it all together before they come to Jesus. That is not the case. When you are broken, you need him. We're all broken.
We are.
We're just saved by grace. And that's what it's about. God loves you, and you're never alone.
And then what's almost as dangerous is when you think everything's going good and everything's too easy, and I put myself in cruise control. You have to really be careful.
Yes. It's easy to get comfortable and get content in your walk. Before Brianna passed away, I was that person. I was comfortable. I went to church on Sunday. I didn't go Wednesday. I went to church on Sunday morning, and I thought I was doing my due diligence. I did I was saved, so I had God in my life, you know, saved by grace. But I didn't have that relationship, and I was comfortable. And then when she passed away, it rocked my world.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized, wow, I got chill bumps. I need him in every aspect of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I can't be comfortable. I can't be content. I'm on the edge. I need to seek him, and I yearn for him. And that's what it's about. It's different when you're on cruise control. You know, everything's going well, you know. But man, when it hits you, it hits you hard.
Yeah, because when you're in cruise control, Satan's got that way of veering you off the path where you don't, like we talked about just a second ago, you don't realize it.
Yeah. Yeah, that is so true. And he doesn't view you as much of a threat when you're just in that comfort zone, just doing just enough. And that's one thing that we've also taught our youth at church. When you are a Christian and you're trying to be obedient to God's calling, that is when Satan's going to attack you the most. Mm-hmm. So watch for it. It's coming. Be ready. Have that armor of God on and be ready, because it's going to happen. And it has. He'll hit the church. He'll hit people you love to try to throw you off. And so we try to see that beforehand. And that's what we tell our youth, because it's going to happen.
Yeah, because it's hard to tell youth that you better be hot or cold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's best to be cold than lukewarm.
Yes. Yes.
You know,
absolutely.
That gray area in life that we live in now.
Yep.
That this world's all about, where I've said it over and over and over on this show, where everything's okay now. There's the right and wrong is out the door. Mm-hmm. Everything's okay, and you better accept it. It's pushed down our throats. And we got to take a stand. And it's not to where I watched a video, not to where we don't love people. We do love them. But you should love them enough to be able to take the word of God, not what you think, but take the word of God to them and their lifestyle.
Yes, that's the difference.
And what the Lord has to say about it.
That's right. Absolutely, because we have our own thoughts.
Oh, I can tell our own thoughts. I can tell them quick.
Yep, you know. The same way. I can like, I'll see people that Brianna was hanging around that were friends of hers, and part of me wants to just, like, shake them and just, like, tell them, why didn't you help her, or why didn't you help yourself? You're doing this to yourself. But that's not what God's telling me to say. We're supposed to love people like Jesus.
That's right.
We're not supposed to judge, because we've all been in bad spots, bad areas. And that's been one struggle with the outlook that people have about people that go to church or Christians in general. Because a lot of times we have a bad tendency of forgetting where we came from, and we have this mask.
We're the best judgers.
Yes.
We are.
And that's why we have a lot of people that aren't in church.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have family members that had a bad experience at church and they don't go. You know, and I think it's important that we share that, hey, you know what, I'm not perfect. I do struggle. And I think that's why God gave us a testimony. We're supposed to share that testimony with other people, not walk around like we're holier than thou. So that's been another topic of discussion with young people.
We'll come back and we'll talk about what you did with some young people last week. It'll be a little bit more fun than what we talked about so far.
Okay.
We'll be back with Elizabeth Walker right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host in studio, Miss Elizabeth Walker. Now, Miss Elizabeth, we've talked about a lot on this show already, but we didn't get to talk about what you did last week, which is a lot of fun. I think you had a vacation Bible school.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. It was amazing. Exhausting, nonetheless, but so rewarding and worth it. So we had our VBS Jungle, what's it called? Jungle Jam. And we talked about the seven C's, which are, I hope I don't butcher this, which is creation, catastrophe, corruption, the cross, Christ, the sea, and consummation. I think I got all of them. We also shared pictures and stuff on our Facebook page at Fairview Heights Northside Baptist Church, so you can read more about what all we went through and look at some cute pictures. We had a blast. We really did. The kids were happy. We did a puppet show. Mm-hmm. First time we've ever done a puppet show, but they loved it. So we had a Jungle Jimmy is what we called him, so JJ. And they were all wanting to see JJ. So we had him out, and we really enjoyed watching the kids. You think they don't listen. You think that they're so rambunctious that they don't hear what you're saying. But you'd be surprised. Like, my grandbaby is 4, and he was running around like crazy. But when we sat down and we talked about the Bible lesson, we asked questions, he was so attentive, and his answers were right on. So just because you think they're not listening, don't think that they're not, because they are. But we did. We had ages, we had 2 to 10-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
We're a smaller church, but we had about 10, 15 kids, but it was a great week, learning about Jesus.
It's good to see their faces, because, you know, we've talked about one side of life where people are struggling.
Yeah.
But, and in the news, that's what you see.
Yes.
What we don't see is these kids' faces that light up in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And all these, as we talked about off air, as I'm getting into the Christian indie community, I mean, it's just artist after artist after artist after artist out that are just singing their lungs out for Christ. There's a lot of good.
Yes.
There is a lot of good. And God Absolutely. Is still moving.
He is.
No matter what we see,
that's right.
He's still moving.
That's right. We change. God doesn't change.
Mm-hmm.
So things in this world, in this environment, changes, but God does. His promises don't change. But you are so right. It's hard. But, you know, one thing I realized, I asked my brother Randy, he's my partner in the ministry, I asked him, I said, because he is the most humble person I've ever seen. He walks around, he's just so, you can see the peace and the love of God all over him. He's just one of those humble people, man of God. And I asked him, I said, how do you walk around when you're in situations? Because I have some rough moments. I get in ruts of grief, missing my daughter. I'm raising her children. And so it's hard. But I asked him, I was like, how do you just maintain that humbleness about yourself? And he said, praise God. Mm-hmm. Even in your biggest, deepest struggles, praise Him, thank Him, and it'll do a world of difference. So I've tried to do that, and it really, really does. You know, it's okay for us to feel hurt and pain, but just don't stay there. And that's something that my brother's taught me. He helps with the ministry as well. So, you know, I have a lot of great people that support me and the struggles that I go through and that I can go to and talk with about those things. But that's the main thing. Just praising. Praising through the storm.
Praising. And, you know, I've had to do it to where God showed me that yesterday's done. Don't look back. Right. Look what happened in the Bible when they looked back. Mm. Okay? Mm. Don't look back. You know, right. Joy comes in the morning. And as it says, there's enough troubles today. That's so right. don't, no matter what you're going through, if you're listening, yesterday's done. Yeah, we learned from it. We grow from it. We're inspired by it. And that's a spirit of inspiration. That's the Lord's hand upon that. But you can't live there. Because if you live there, then that's a chain to this earth.
That's right. You'll stay there.
You'll stay there. Yes, ma'am.
So true. Yeah, and that's one thing I've tried to adopt is today.
Mm-hmm.
One day at a time. Because if you get a little bit ahead, it can be, I mean, I get a lot of anxiety, you know, stressed out about things. One day at a time. 1 second at a time, if you have to.
I've had to tell some of the young guys that work for me out at work, they get anxiety about tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And they're buying houses, they're doing things, their families and all this, and they worry. And I tell them, don't build a bridge that you'll never cross.
You don't know.
Why spend all that energy building that bridge that God's already got taken care of? He's already worked it out. Mm-hmm. So don't waste your time.
That's so true. That is so true. I have to tell my kids that because it'll be Friday, and they'll say, oh, man, I got to go to school Monday. I'm like, you are missing out on Friday.
You are.
Because you're worried about Monday.
Mm-hmm.
God's still got things going on and orchestrated things. Today.
All weekend long.
Right.
Yes.
So one day at a time. Don't, you know, get overboard with it. So
one day at a time. Amen. We'll be back with Elizabeth Walker right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. I hope you're enjoying the show. I hope you're enjoying the podcast. We thank you for tuning in. We've been blessed with our guest, Miss Elizabeth Walker. We have this segment and one more. And the last one's called the impromptu segment. And this one may too, because we're doing a little something different on the show this week. We talked about seasons of life.
Yes.
We talked about how really the Bible speaks to us in seasons of life. We grow in seasons of life. Things mean different things to us.
Right.
What... is there a scripture, is there a book in the Bible that you've had to lean on?
Absolutely. So
in any time, a season of life.
So one verse that really helps me is from Proverbs. It's Proverbs 3:5-6, a very popular verse. trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Mm-hmm. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. It's hard to lean not on your own understanding sometimes because you get hit with things and you just don't understand. But it's okay not to understand. That's one thing that I've learned through the death of Brianna and other things that's happened. I've learned that, you know, I don't understand. And I struggled with that, too, because I was like, God, why? I want to understand why. I want to know why. We may not always know why. We may not understand. We're not going to a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
But it's important for us to lean on the one who does and the one who knows all things and to have that faith. And that was a struggle for me, but that verse helps me a lot. And then the other one comes out of... let's see here, Isaiah 55:8, and I believe I had actually mentioned this one earlier. Nope, actually, let me go to Psalms 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. That one. That was my daughter's favorite verse in the Bible. That was one that helped her. And that's one that I lean on. I have to. Because in the midst of struggles, sometimes we need to be still and remind ourselves who God is. Mm-hmm. He's the same God. And a lot of times we don't do that. I don't do that. You know, I'll get all caught up in the moment and the situation and the pain and the hurt, and it'll try to consume me. But when I realize that, you know, just be still and know that He's got me, that He's got it, that He's got everything under control. So that those are the two that really helped me a lot. There's several more. But those two I've really been leaning on for the past 3 years.
And how powerful. One of the shortest verses in the Bible is one of the most powerful verses in the Bible. And it just resonates, as we talked about again, what's outside this door.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Because, I mean, yours is turned upside down right there. I'm looking at mine. How much this little device, and I think right now I'm at, let's just take a peek right here. I have 292 text messages that I have not responded to.
Wow.
And I've had to do that. I've had to pick what's important.
Yes.
Because if not, I'll never be still.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I'll never find that peace that I hunted for so long in my life. I longed for that peace.
Right.
And then when I found it, what a difference.
Absolutely.
And I have to, and it is hard. You know, I mean, you're working full time. Your husband works all the time. His last name is on the business. It can get crazy.
Yeah.
Kids, grandkids, just life in general, what it throws at us, to be able to put it all aside. Time out. Even like, you may have to take a time out for your husband for a minute. I may have to take a time out for my wife for a minute so I can be alone with the Lord.
That's right.
And that's hard to do. It's really hard to do. Because I am in the back of my mind, I have my top 10 list of things that I need to get done.
Mm-hmm.
Where I wake up in the morning, and if I don't do 1, 2, 3, and 4, it's not a good day.
Yeah.
Because I'll be behind. I'll get further behind. And I've had to, the Lord, I didn't have to do anything. The Lord had to restructure that to where if I don't get one done, it's okay.
That's right.
If I spend the time with Him.
That's right. Because He's going to ultimately help you with those other things.
Mm-hmm.
He should be our priority for sure. You know, I put my kids as a priority. I put other things as a priority. My husband as a priority at one point in my life. And that's not how it's supposed to be. He should be number one. If He's number one in your life, then all the other things are going to be taken care of. He's going to help you with all those other things. But it is easy. And I think Satan uses that, too, to cause chaos. Because if he can cause chaos in our life, then he is directing our attention toward him and not toward God and the things of God. And like you said, it's easy to do that with all the technology today and our busy schedules. Because we are always in such a hurry. We live in a society. I was telling my husband the other day, I had a wreck about a year ago, and it was a pretty traumatic experience, still going through some things with that. But I've learned, God has showed me through that wreck that I need to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
And I do. Literally slow down in my car as well. The wreck wasn't my fault. But, I mean, I've always been a slow driver, but people today will fly around you.
They will.
And I told Nathan, I get to where I don't even want to drive anymore. We are so fast-paced that we bypass things so quickly that we don't even see God in things anymore like we should. And it took a lot of loss and a lot of tragedy to open my eyes to that. Stop for a minute. Look around at what all God has done for you. Look at the trees and the sky, how beautiful blue it is. Look at your kids and all the blessings that you have upon you. We've got to slow down.
We do.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, all right, we got one more segment. I can't wait for that. We'll be back, Miss Elizabeth Walker, on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning. Thank you for tuning in the show this morning, and thank you for for sitting along and being blessed as I've been blessed with our guest this week, Miss Elizabeth Walker. I want to thank you for taking the time to come to the studio. Thank you for taking the time on digging out scripture to use and just being an amazing guest this morning.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. It has been a blessing for sure. And I just, anytime I try to go, if somebody asks and wants me to share, I try to be ready. This is a great opportunity. I really, really appreciate it.
Well, before we go any further to close out the show, let's say a prayer.
Absolutely.
Heavenly Father, thank you again for today. I don't deserve where I am. Miss Elizabeth over here doesn't deserve where she is, but it's by your grace, Lord. Yes. It's by your love. So Heavenly Father, I ask you that something in this show, whether it's for us to grow, or Heavenly Father, if you have someone out there that you will touch with this show, Lord, I ask you to do that. Yes, that some word that was said will reach and grow your kingdom. Lord, be with Miss Elizabeth. Be with her as a wife, as a mom, as a grandmother. Be with her as a leader in the church. Be with her in her ministry, that you will guide her, that you will protect her for all the days of her life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
All right. Well, how'd you like Mixed Sunday Morning?
I love it. I love it. This is awesome. It really is. I would love to be involved more if the opportunity comes available. This is something that I've just recently came into, you know, with the Piper Peach radio thing. So, like I said, me and my brother bought some podcast equipment, and so we're doing that out of our own little Breeds Ministry room. It's a cute little place.
Isn't it cool? You can do that.
It is. And, you know, podcasts have really evolved over the years. I'm still learning about the whole IT stuff, mm-hmm. but right now we're just posting it on audio.com and then on the Breeze Ministry website. And then, of course, sending it to Piper Peach, because we're going up there and doing a live show. But because of the distance, it's like a two-hour drive. So they were like, hey, you know, if you've got your own equipment, then you can just record it and send it in. So we've done that. And then I do blogs. So I send them a blog mm-hmm. each week. They put on their website, and they're about to start this Bible study, like 5 to 15 minute Bible study they're wanting me to do too. So it's just been, I just want to share God in all I can. He's been so good to me in so many different areas. So the opportunity leads.
Well, I think if Jesus hadn't sent the disciples out and if we're to be like him, if that's our goal, yeah. to be more like the perfect one, we're not going to be perfect. Right. And he sent imperfect people out, his closest ones, even ones that betrayed him, right. ones that turned their back on him, didn't believe in him at times, right. he sent them out to the world.
That's right.
And hey, I say, if he did it, like I say the Lord's Prayer every morning, mm-hmm. well then if I do that, then I have to be like one of those disciples. I'm not that I call myself, but I have to do that work
right.
that they did.
Right.
And I have a hard time in my mind if I don't do it all the time.
Yes. Yes.
We talked a little bit about that.
Yes.
And that's my struggle in it, that where people say, yes, you can. You can be bivocational. Well, do I stand before the Lord one day and say, I hope you're okay with my bivocationalist? You know, was that okay for you? Did I give it all to you?
I can totally relate to that. Yes, so I struggle with that too, bad. I want to give him full time, all the time. So I feel like I'm working this full-time job, and I'm like, you know, I could be doing other things for the Lord. But I also know he has me in a place and a time in my life.
That's right.
So whether I stay there for another 10 years or he directs my path and opens doors and leads me in another direction, I just want to make sure that I'm in tune with what he wants me to do. Because if I react off of my own feelings of, hey, I need to do this, then my response will be on my own behalf and not what he
That's right. Because so, he'll open the door.
Absolutely.
The Would door you? Will open.
That's right. But I'm like you. I'm like, am I giving him everything
mm-hmm.
that I possibly can, because Jesus gave me everything,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I'm like, but I feel like I'm not doing that, you know, sometimes. That's not a bad thing to feel that way, though, I don't think. Because we're wanting more of him, and he wants that. You know, we just have to make sure that we're leading, that he's leading and we're following. And that's not always easy with the flesh.
It is. Well, okay, and I guess for this show here to wrap it up is to, from all that you said, is to be Jesus' eyes, to see the people that are hurting.
Yes, be their hands.
Because we're too busy. We have to be still. Because if we don't see those that hurt.
Right.
And a lot of people, and you said the best thing, because I love it, put mask on. Because
yep.
they will hide anything they can.
I've done it.
But you have to have the eyes of the Lord. And that's I pray for that all the time. Lord, give me your eyes so I can see. I can look through them. I can look, because the eyes are to the soul.
That's right.
And so I pray that blessing over you.
Thank you.
As you go out in ministry.
Thank you.
That you will see those.
Yes, absolutely.
But I don't have a feeling you will not have to go out. The Lord's going to send them to you. So keep Miss Elizabeth in your prayers, Breeze Ministry in your prayers,
yes.
Because these are people that the world is done with.
Right.
You didn't pass the test. You know, and they're worthy. They are more than worthy, because who did Jesus go to? He didn't go to the perfect people.
No, he didn't. And he died for all.
He died for all, and in the midst of his dying. In the midst on the cross, in the midst of his dying, he still looked to one on his side.
That is so true.
You know, in the midst of that.
That's right. He never blinded his eyes to anybody.
Hmm. Nope.
We need to be his hands and feet. Love people like Christ. See people through his eyes and not our own. Absolutely. That's my goal. And I feel like as a Christian, it should be everybody's. Because none of us are deserving of what he gives, but he gives it so abundantly. So we just need to make sure that we keep those people that are living a past that he pulled us from in our prayers and see them.
Well, if someone has anybody in their family like that, or they may be listening that are on that path right now, how can they get in touch with Breeze Ministry?
Absolutely. You can call me. My number is 256-267-1295. We have an email, breezeministry@yahoo.com. We also have a Facebook page, Breeze Ministry. You can send us a message through Facebook page. Like I said, you can call me directly or email, either way, and we'll definitely be reaching out pretty quickly. Like, urgency is a big thing when it comes to trying to help people get in recovery.
Yes, ma'am. Well, all right, again, thank you for coming on the show. I hope I served you well today.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been great.
And you just have a wonderful afternoon.
And you do the same. Thanks, everyone.
Miss Elizabeth Walker on Mix Sunday. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.